After their good fortune in meeting Ben Ditchley, the Lancashire tripe king, the Fosdyke family has settled in the good man's outhouse with Josiah Fosdyke hard at work in the tripe works. But misfortune has struck in the shape of the evil Roger Ditchley, who's abducted their nubile daughter Victoria and abandoned her to roam the streets, destitute and penniless. Worse is to follow when the news is broken to a stunned Ben Ditchley, who himself had hoped to marry Victoria and now lies stricken in his bed. The Fosdyke Saga, a story of tripe.
I'm sure she'll return to us soon, Mr. Ditchley.
You mean there's still no news?
Well, no, Mr. Ditchley, but try not to worry. She's a good girl.
Not if she's been with our Roger, I'm afraid. I'll make that young bugger pay. Listen closely, Joss. I haven't got much time.
Nay, Mr. Ditchley.
Hush your mithering, Joss, and listen. I've had Mr. Funtham draw up papers. Tripe Works is yours, lad. You've earned it.
Mine, Mr. Ditchley? Mine? But what about Roger?
He's no longer any son of mine. Roger can go to hell!
Doctor, is he...
I'm afraid the Lancashire Tripe King is dead. But as they say on these occasions, the king is dead. Long live the king.
It means you, Joss.
Me?
Yes, you are the new Lancashire Tripe King, Mr. Fosdyke.
What did you say?
I said you are the new...
No, what did you call me?
Mr. Fosdyke.
No one's ever called me Mr. before. I like the sound of it. Doctor, does that mean I'm a gentleman at last?
Yes, Mr. Fosdyke.
Well, in that case... Get out! Well, I think we gave old Ben a good send-off. How did I look at the funeral, Becky?
Hey, Joss, a real gent with your shiny hat and collar.
The look of the Fosdykes has changed, Becky.
I hope so, Joss.
Don't you fret, love. To start with, I'm thinking of buying a couple of them horseless carriages, half a dozen servants, a billiard table, and a hot air balloon. Then tomorrow, maybe a string of thoroughbred whippets.
Joss, could I have a new hat?
Now, Rebecca, you mustn't let our new wealth go to your head.
Joss, I hate to say it, but you've changed since you became Master of Ditchley's.
Nay, lass, Master of Fosdyke's. I am no longer a mere working man. I am a dedicated tripe visionary, standing on the threshold of a great dream. Who knows what the future holds, Becky?
I say, Porthos, this tribe is absolutely revolutionary for eating habits in Belgravia. Smooth sailing is quite passive.
Hush, 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 hush.
Welcome to the U.S. of A., Mr. Fosdyke. This is a little ceremony to celebrate the import of 1 million tons of tripe to our great country. And now a few words from the President of the United States.
Hey, Luigi, portami un gran piatto di...
Leading tripe family in the world. I'll smash my way to... See who that is at the door, Albert. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. I'll smash my way to the top. There'll only be one name associated with tripe, and that is...
It's Mr. Spark with the Beadles Bank.
Hear that, Becky? They're falling over themselves to lend me money.
Oh, Joss. Good times at last.
Morning, Mr. Fosdyke. Mrs. Fosdyke, sorry to interrupt your breakfast, but I'd just like to go over some of these figures with you. Now, if we start here, you'll see that the figures in this column represent the amount of money. If we take all the furniture, the house and the lease in the works, you'll have just cleared Roger Ditchley's gambling debts. Oh, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm sure he appreciates. I'm only doing my job.
Of course, Mr. Sparkworth.
Ah, then you won't mind standing up while my fellows take those chairs.
Sorry. Is there nothing left for us at all, Mr. Sparkworth?
Well, for what it's worth, under the terms of Mr. Ditchley's will, the little hut in the yards has been granted to you. What use that could be to you, I cannot imagine.
We'll take it. At least it's a place to stay while we try and rebuild our lives.
Oh, what's the use, Dad? We're back where we started from. You're killing yourself to improve our lot. Why don't we stick to what we are, working class scum?
Hello, dearie. See that hulk tied up at number 3 berth? That's the old SS Incontinent. There's a nice warming bottle of rum in a cabin there. I'd like to come and be naughty with the cheese stoker and the cook.
Oh, no. No, please. Leave me alone, miss.
Oh, all right. I'll have to go on my own.
Oh, I cannot go on like this any longer. I have disgraced my family and brought myself to the very brink of becoming one of these painted wantons. To save myself from the final degradation, there is but one course open to me. Oh, the water looks so inviting. A few short steps, a jump, and it'll all be...
Wait!
Don't try to stop me. I've plucked up my courage and I'm jumping. Now!
No, please, have a little consideration. Emily's been practicing for weeks now. Please let her go first.
Who's Emily?
Mrs. Pankhurst, our leader. We're the women's suffrage movement. We fight against the vile domination of man.
What? It is for that very reason that I find myself in my present extremity.
We are following Mrs. Pankhurst round the country, staging demonstrations to draw attention to our plight. And tonight she was to plunge symbolically into the dock.
Then I will plunge in with her, and as a farewell gesture, give my life for your cause.
Well, yes, it's awfully kind of you.
No, really.
Emily, over here. Quick, both of you, chain yourselves to these railings and jump.
Joss.
Hello, love.
Bye. Summer smells good.
Aye. Mrs. Entwistle gave me the cloth her joint was wrapped in. I'm making us a stew.
Hello, Tom. Albert.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Dad.
How are you, young Tim?
Any luck, Joss?
No luck with your job. Nothing. Tripans are 10 a penny. Oh, but the postman gave me a letter for us.
Who's it from?
Let's have a look. It's from our Victoria.
Oh.
She's alive, Becky. She's alive. Listen.
Oh.
Forgive me. Here is £50. I will write again soon. Do not worry. Love, Victoria.
No mention of Roger.
Nothing. And no address, so we've no hope of finding her.
£50, Joss. We can buy some decent food.
Maybe I could start up my own tripe shop.
Oh, Dad, when are you going to learn? There's nothing here for us. Why don't we try the New World?
You mean America?
Why not?
The lad's right. Why not? This £50 will get a steerage passage to the land of opportunity. I'll go now and book us passage on the first available ship. Our luck's turned again, Becky.
Just in time. Up here, all of you. Becky, Tom, Albert.
Just a moment. May I see your tickets, please? Thank you. Zed deck, cabin 96. You'll be the last 5 in there. That way. Oh, just a moment, madam. Can I have a look at that baby? Oh. There. Would you come and have a look at this, would you?
What is it, prisoner? Oh, good Lord.
What's wrong?
I'm sorry, madam. This child has measles. It will go round the ship like wildfire. I'm afraid you can't come aboard.
But we're going to start a new life in
Not
the land
of... Not on this ship, sir. Turn them back, prisoner. They're holding up embarkation.
Right, sir. Oh. Off you go. Sorry. Oh. Sorry. Nothing we can do about it.
There, Albert, don't cry.
Cheer up, son. There's plenty more ships going to America, and we'll get there on one of them.
No, Dad.
In episode 3 of The Fosdyke Saga by Bill Tidy and John Junkin, you heard Stephanie Turner as Rebecca Fosdyke and Philip Lowry as Joss. Miriam Margulies was their daughter, Victoria. Colin Douglas was Ben Ditchley. Other parts were played by Christopher Barr, Sally Grace, and John Junkin. The Fosdyke Saga was produced by Alan Nixon.